Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio and Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Join Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber as they invite you, along with their special guests, for a weekly journey of the paranormal. Learn about paranormal happenings and call in for a psychic mini-read. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Or join us in the interactive chat room for your comments and your questions. Now let's get to the show. It's Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome to the show tonight. This is Psychic Tina Marie, and this is Primarily Paranormal, the Psychic Network here on Greater Good Ministry Radio. We're coming to you live out of Fort Walton Beach, Florida. What a beautiful, beautiful day and evening we are having here. We got Mr. Bob Weber in the house.
Very, 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 very glad to be here. Very glad. I just love being here. I love doing shows with you.
All right.
As always, man in the switchboard, man in the chat room, and we welcome everyone.
Everybody's popping in. Cool beans.
Even though it says Primarily Paranormal, this show's technical name is Psychic Tina Marie Primetime. Just
Primetime. There
just
you
has
go.
Just haven't updated that commercial. We talk about paranormal. You know, we have some guests.
Absolutely.
And we're very fortunate enough again to have with us Joe and Tracy of the New Bedford Paranormal Society. They're going to be with us.
I know. I'm excited about that. Joe was on a while back, and by golly, bomb. Everybody just loved it. Very entertaining and very informative. A lot of people don't know this, but I am a psychic medium out of Florida. Been doing this over 30 years, and we also do have a paranormal team. It's called Gulf Coast Paranormal. So if you feel you have a paranormal situation going on in your location, we primarily like to do just residential, but we do businesses and et cetera. But like I said, we've done many, many cases with Air Force Base, housing, and the location around here. Give us a call. Get a hold of us over at www.golfcoastparanormal. But by the way,
.com.
And by the way, this is so exciting.
Okay.
This is really very, very exciting. You know, we do have a resource center on our website, and we try to bring the best of everybody that we know that we can affiliate with that do not charge for paranormal investigations.
Yeah, you think we're out of your area. Don't worry about that. Contact us. You know, we'll do an initial assessment, and then what we'll do is we will find a paranormal group that's in your location.
Absolutely.
That can help you. That's going to be a reputable group, because that's the only type of groups that we deal with.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That's why we're so excited to have the individuals tonight, Joe and Tracy, on our show tonight. And, you know, we've worked with Eric.
Eric Perry.
Oh, many, many times. Very proud of their organization and what they do up there in their area. And that is what it's called. It's called Uniting in Reference, you know, people that work in the paranormal and really are dedicated to this field to do the best they can to educate individuals in the field of the paranormal. And what we're going to be doing on the program tonight, we're going to do psychic readings, but, you know, Tracy and Joe, they're going to stay with us for the length of the show. And by golly, bum, whatever comes first, we are going to take And I'm very proud to be able to talk with Tracy because she's another female that works in this field. And I'm excited. You know, she has just been a joy, what I know of her and her husband. Last time he was on the program, he was fun. We all enjoyed him and the information. And this is what it's all about, educating people in the paranormal. To call into the show, what is the number, honey?
To dial in, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know you'd like to talk to us.
Absolutely.
Whether it be about paranormal or a mini psychic reading.
All right, all right. Honey, I've got to be honest. We've got to give a shout out to our founder of GGRM Radio, Barbara DeDozier, her sister Ro, which we love. She's like my auntie. I Swanee, she's in the hospital tonight, and we just want to throw it out there that
facing some serious
health issues.
So certainly your thoughts and prayers to
everybody
to her sister would be greatly appreciated.
Oh, everybody here at GGRM and the listeners.
I know you
please
lit a candle
that.
For that.
Oh, my golly bun. Yeah, I lit a white one because, you know, with a white candle, a lot of people may not know what I'm talking about, but I always light a candle before I do a show. And you know, a white candle stands for purity, inspiration, and it helps you to meditate and direct. Look it up on Google. Just look it up, candle colors and what their meanings are. But the biggest thing I can say to anybody out there is your intention. Just light a candle for peace, love and light, universal love, and healing and health. I would appreciate that. Everybody, our founder of GGRM, her sister is not doing very well. So if you do me the honor and blessing of this individual, throw it out there. Come on, everybody. Positive prayer and intention will get us everywhere. All right.
And we welcome the two guests that are listening in the chat room. If you'd like to interact with the show, you can always create a username with Blog Talk Radio. That way you can chat in the chat room, because we love our chat room people.
Absolutely.
And otherwise, you can dial in if you'd like for a mini reading. Dial 347-237-5339 and press 1.
Whether it's paranormal or a psychic reading.
Absolutely.
You know what? Let's go to a real quick commercial break, and then I want to bring on our guest. I can't wait to talk to Tracy, another female in the paranormal.
There you go.
There you go.
You're listening to the Psychic Tina Marie Prime Time here on Greater Good Ministry Radio. Dial in, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. We'll be right back.
Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber. Thank you so much for tuning in.
We're laughing because we looked at one another saying, who's going to talk first?
It's all good.
It was like
all
a
good
Mexican bullfight.
There
you
go.
You know,
it's
Toro.
There you go. And you know, it is, what, the 15th of the month?
It is.
Do
we're
you
halfway
believe that?
Through it.
Woo! We got a couple of great guests on the show tonight, and we are so proud to have them join us tonight. And this is a group that we highly recommend, that we totally have got all faith in, and we don't say that. You know, if we have a resource center on our website at www.GulfCoastParanormal, anybody in the country, out of the United States, give us a call if you feel you have something paranormal going on. And these are some individuals that, by golly bum, we would never hesitate to call. We got Lisa.
We got Tracy
and Joe here.
New Bedford Paranormal Society. They're based out of New Bedford, Massachusetts. So why don't we go ahead without any further ado and bring them online. And hello there, Joe and Tracy. How are you all this evening?
Good evening. Very good. How are you doing?
Doing very well. You're much closer to the phone this time.
There you go. We can hear him now.
I figured I was gonna try it from the living room, sitting in my comfortable chair, but we were spread too far apart, so we brought it to the kitchen table.
Oh,
there you
bless
go.
Your heart. Thank you so very, very much.
We all have our unique offices.
There you go. Last time we spoke, we were having some really bad weather in Florida, so we were just kind of, you know, pulling your chain there a little bit. Sorry about that. Oh, it's so good that you came back on to the show. What's going on up in your neck of the woods?
Well, something we can get into and talk about later. I'm actually, well, the team is, part of the team, is working a private investigation in Taunton, Massachusetts. And Friday night will be our fourth trip over to the house. And it's quite interesting. I'm going to, when we get to talk about it, I'll let Tracy tell you about it. She had most of the experiences. But there's some things I want to kind of swing by you to get your input on. Because you asked me about inhumans and demonics and all that stuff. And I was like, well, in my 30 years of doing this, I possibly ran across it once. Well, this might just be my second time, but I'll get your thoughts on that.
Oh, yeah, I've only came across it, you know, 2 to 3 times in 30 years. So, that's true. It's very far and few in between that you do run across something that we would label, you know, inhuman, demonic. That is pretty scary. What's going on up there?
You want to tell them?
Well, This is our third visit up. We had gone a couple of times. As a matter of fact, the house is in the middle of, I don't know if you're familiar with the Bridgewater Triangle. It's called the Bridgewater Triangle. It's famous out here. But the house is in the middle of it. And they were the land they're living on was the King Philip's War happened back then on that land. I think it was like 1700s, I believe,
1800s.
Yeah, even farther back than that. Well, people have called us. They said that things are being thrown. Food and clothing kept coming up missing. They would put food down on the table. It come up missing. They find it in another room somewhere in a windowsill. She'd buy clothing. She'd come home from being gone all day and be hanging from the ceiling fan or in the bottom of her pool in the backyard. We've always done it at night. Nighttime, we haven't had any experiences there. So she says, you know what, it happens a lot in the day. So we went in the day. And I don't know, we just started seeing things were being thrown. I had a cell phone thrown on my arm so bad that it wilted and made it all red.
Oh.
And that was right after I went through and staged the house and told whatever's there to leave. I guess it was mad. And through one of her cell phones she had in the living room came flying right at me. Nobody was near it. We were all in the hallway at the time. So then we started getting some EVPs of pig noises, like pig oinks, and that to me, I always thought that wasn't a good sign. So I don't know.
Yeah, it was funny. Every time the homeowner would speak, there'd be like coming in the background. And I've never experienced that.
Well,
you know, a lot of times, real quickly, you know, in my experiences, which I'm not taking away from y'all's, I've done many, many, many investigations during the day. It does not have to be at night. You know, from 5:30 in the morning to 11 a.m., I mean, I have seen many, many things occur. It does not have to be at dead time. A lot of people say you've got to do this at dead time, 3 o'clock to, you know, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the morning. I find that totally false. You do not have to do this investigations in the middle of the night. I mean, this is just me. Everybody that investigates, they find their own rapport. By golly, bum. Do you feel that it's poltergeist? Do you believe that, you know, poltergeist? I don't know what y'all's feelings, what a poltergeist is. You know, it could be a reflection of an adolescent or even a woman that's going through menopause in the house, a high-energy individual in the home. Or you know, it could be, you know, the Germans say, German definition of a poltergeist is, you know, just energy that is projected from an individual in the location, or it's an energy that is thrown out from a residual. It can be a residual thing that just happens over and over. What do you think's going on in the location?
Well, I don't know. See, it's kind of weird. This property, going back to the day, there was a family called the Thayer family. They were like founders of that area or whatever. And during the King Philip's War, it was a war between Native Americans and the English settlers.
Wow.
And on this property, the women Native Americans were really mistreated. I mean, you think of, you know, capturing a bunch of people and the men folk do what they do to the women folk that they're holding as prisoners. All that kind of stuff happened. I don't want to, you know, talk on the show, you know, getting into that stuff.
Right.
But a lot of it was is they would, you know, bring them food and take the food away. They'd bring them clothing and take the clothing away. And this is all happening in the house.
Oh,
you know, but,
no.
I was sitting there talking to the daughter-in-law. The homeowner was sitting across from me, and her husband, the daughter-in-law's husband, was in a back room. And Tracy was outside smoking a cigarette, and another team member of ours was sitting in the hallway. And all of a sudden, a marble got thrown at us. And I'm like, oh, my God, everybody's accounted for. There's no reason for this marble just to get whipped out of nowhere at us, you know?
And it whips really hard. It's not a very full force, like a baseball hitting me.
Yeah, you know, it's not like the ghosts and the spirits that we have in our house that if they want to let you know they're there, they might flick a pin off the table or something. I mean, this is like, dude, I want to hurt you with this.
Do you think
you
it
know,
might... combination? Do you think it might be a combination of residual and then energy in the location, entities, ghost in the area that is manifesting? Because, you know, your wife, I mean, I've seen Tracy. I've seen her picture. She is a darker-haired individual like myself.
Right.
Do you think that may have something, you know, trigger action or what? Because both of
you,
brown eyes and brown hair and darker complexion. Do you think that would have anything to do with trigger action?
That makes sense.
It did throw it at me.
Yeah, I mean, it physically went to her, which is good. You know, I'm glad because that was our third trip there, and... when I come home and start going over evidence, I always play with the idea that, well, maybe it's the people. Maybe there's really nothing here. Maybe it's the people. 9 times out of 10, that's what it's going to be. But for this to happen, I mean, we had the marble, we had the phone, we had a piece of plastic.
And a screw.
And a screw. It was all little things.
And the camera.
And the camera. Oh, my field trap camera. We had it in the woman's bedroom, in the homeowner's bedroom.
As far as the physical look,
I'm going to go get the SD card and bring it back and put it in the computer, see if anything happened in there, because that's, some things were being thrown in there. That's where the screw and the little plastic piece of thing came from. So we go in there. The camera's not there. It's gone, right? We can't find it. So we're all searching everywhere. inside, outside, and whatnot. Well, finally, the son-in-law.
Like, you know, that sounds like a, you know, it could be a mischievous spirit, or it could be, you know, everybody gets excited when we do this sort of thing. Hey, Bob, what was you going to ask him?
Well, I was going to ask about the location, because, you know, while you guys were talking, you know, of course, I, you know, me being a tech nerd, I looked it up and you know, found some information on it. How close is it to the Hot Monk Swamp?
You know what? I have no idea. I've only lived here in Massachusetts for like a year and a half. And since
pretty
I don't...
Lot, because in that area, it is, that is, you know, central to the area is that particular swamp. And what that means, though, is, in the definition, is the place where spirits dwell. And also reading about the claims there, they've had UFO sightings there, Bigfoot sightings there. Sites there, spook lights, animal mutilations, satanic rituals, curses.
Tracy actually had a personal friend growing up that was taken out there and decapitated.
Yeah. Oh my golly, guys, where are you living?
Actually, physically, right now, I'm sitting in the middle of the ghetto, but.
But the Bridgewater Triangle, the house is right in, like, their house is smack dab in the center of this Bridgewater Triangle. And this is where this is all going on. But we did eventually find the camera, and the SD card was missing. We never did get that, so.
So me, with my investigative mind, I'm like, these people are playing us. There is no way that a spirit took this camera and hid it and took the SD card. They did something that they didn't want to be seen on camera.
Yeah,
so we're further reviewing the audio recorders. Now, the daughter-in-law and the mother are whispering, not thinking that we're going to hear what they're saying. And instead of saying, okay, I hid the camera and I got the card, they're not going to see that we were doing this. No, instead they said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry that Tracy got hurt, but at least they get to see what we're going through. So now I feel validation in the case.
You know, a lot of people out there, the reason why we do our programming that we do, and you do your investigations, is to educate and help the public. You know, you've been doing this for years. Bob and I have been doing this for years. And there's not much that we haven't seen. And God blesses for the things that we have not seen. And that's a true statement right there in itself. What about this case do you think is inhuman? Do you truly think? I mean, like I said, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I can only state that I really, with all my heart, feel three was inhuman to a point where two of them, I got physically very ill and down. I even seen a person die. Now, when you talk about poltergeist, when you talk about, a child being under the influence of demonic, that, you know, that's another territory. What do you think is going on in the location? Is it residual? Do you think a lot of this is just residual?
It could be with something intelligent playing off of that energy. But what's got me is, I mean, I couldn't tell you how many hundreds or thousands of hours of recordings that I've gone over the years. Never in my life have I heard one that every time the homeowner speaks,
pig grunts.
There's pig grunts in the background. And I grew up on a farm up in Maine, you know, and I know exactly what a pig sounds like, and this is a pig. And we're not hearing with our ears.
That is.
I'm not saying this is demonic, but a pig isn't human. Why is there a pig there?
That's truly, truly disturbing.
In the homeowner, her name's Jean, in her bedroom, actually, there was
feces.
Yeah, I was going to say poop. Smeared on her computer chair and on the carpet on her floor.
Well, that's the first
thing. There's no pets. There's no reason for them to be there.
You know, I've always, you know, In past investigations, I have came across horrible smells and took photos. You know, I've took photos where people have committed suicide or murders have took place and got photography where it looked like blood. I mean, it was, you know, it was blood, but there was no blood there. But
right.
Never by ever did you all physically touch the poop and was be able, you know, I know that sounds horrible, but was you able to physically clean it up?
She cleaned it up with the carpet cleaner.
But the odor was so strong, I could smell it from the rest of the house.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, now,
by the way, what city was this particular location in?
Don't give names out, y'all.
No. Yeah, just the city.
No names. It's in Taunton.
Taunton? Okay.
Okay,
curious.
Bob's trying to pull it up. And, you know, the last time you did an investigation that you had this kind of activity, what was going on in the elements? Was it a clear night? What was the temperature? What, you know, was there a thunderstorm? Was it snowing? Was it raining? Was it stormy or what?
Getting ready to rain.
Yeah, it was getting ready to rain. When we finally left at it later that afternoon, it was drizzly. And then well, it's Massachusetts and it's October, so it was probably in the low 60s. It's probably in the high 50s.
You know, a lot of people out there, first and foremost, you know, when Bob and I, you know, me doing this for so many years, it took a long time to really realize it does make a difference. What is the longitude, latitude? What is the temperature outside? What is the weather conditions? What is the minerals in the soil? You know, when we go doing an investigation, we don't play. That's why we think you guys are fantastic. You know, and we respect Eric and what y'all do up there. Because it's very, very important to really, truly, it's not what we feel. It's what we can get. I'm
right.
A clairvoyant. I'm a psychic. But I'm only as good as my team. And what we can get as far as, in retrospect, you know, with an investigation. Do we get EVPs? When you go into a location, can you walk us through what it is that you do? I mean, we go in, we do temperature, we do EMF, we do, you know, we go in to a lot of people that don't know what we're talking about. We shut down all electricity. We go in and we find out, you know, what is the temperature in the house. Any fluctuation that will help us makes a difference.
Right. What's strange is everything, most of the activity said is in the middle of the afternoon. So that's why we decided to go this time in the afternoon, and that's when everything happened.
Yeah,
there you
go.
It doesn't have to be night. It does.
I don't even believe in dead time. Dead time doesn't even exist where I come from. Because when you say, you know, 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever, well, that's all relevant to who. And
8 o'clock,
You know? But, I've had major activity happen to me in the daytime before.
Absolutely.
I think we do it at night and
for the ambiance.
Yeah, for the ambiance and the atmosphere, really, you know, to make the IR cameras work good. But no, it doesn't matter. And we do like you do. I mean, I really never thought about getting as far as evolved into longitude and latitude and, you know, what the ground's made out of. That's something that's really new to me. That's never crossed my mind.
Oh, but absolutely. Makes a big difference, especially, you know.
We'll go in and do baseline.
What I was going to say is, you know, doing this as many years as I have and done it throughout the United States, Canada, Mexico, and et cetera, it does make a difference because if you're in Colorado, you've got big, large stones. You've got the Boulder, Colorado. You know, you've got different minerals.
Right.
Here in Florida, you've got crystal, beautiful sand, crystal, sugar crystal, and it's amp because you've got the water, you got the ocean. When I went to Missouri, I was so sick, I didn't even know what I was doing because it really put a hamper on me because it's granite. The quartz just pulled me down. And I told my husband, I cannot be here. We went up there after Bob and I got married. And I told him, I said, honey, it wasn't because I did not like the area. There was just the minerals. I could not cope. I could not, I mean, it really put a hamper on me. And I got to, you've got to understand where there is an, it really excels where you're at. Around the ocean, water, muddy water, Missouri, things like that. Spirit loves it. Spirit loves it. That's why I'm asking you about the location in reference to what you're talking about, because everybody needs to know spirit. It only needs water, a little bit of energy, you know, to manifest. And the one thing that people say, well, why is an abandoned house? Why would an abandoned house have spirit in it? Walk in that dang house and see what happens. They're going to take it from you. They're going to take it from your equipment. They're going to take it from the ground. They're going to take it from any mineral in that location. The rocks in the driveway to whatever. That's what they're going to feed off of.
You know, doing some reading, you know, while you all are again talking, because I'm just sitting here researching this because I think it's really interesting and I think it's relevant. The swamp, the Hockomock Swamp, is 7 miles from Taunton, and just south of the another notable paranormal activity area is what's called the Ditchin Rock, and that's on the bank.
The Dighton Rock, yes.
Yeah,
there you go.
That lies right across. That's right on the north side or the south side of the grassy Indian burial ground. So you have a lot of Native American burials there. And matter of fact, one tribe, you know, will just not go there. And they believe that land is cursed. So, you know.
Be careful what you're doing, guys.
That would be an angle that I would really pursue and actually, you know, talk to a Native American who is familiar with that tribe, and I'll come up with that tribe again.
Yeah, a shaman.
They actually talked to an archivist at our city library. It actually came up coincidentally, too, because I asked him if I could. I had just moved up here, and I wanted to gather research on places to find locations to find to do, and he was all excited about how we were paranormal investigators, so he started telling us stories. From him. Oh, you know what, though? I'm wrong. It was Etowon Rock, not Dighton Rock. That's another famous thing out in the triangle. But the Dighton Rock now has Celtic rune symbols chiseled into it that are legit and date way back to when the Celts would have originally first came over here.
You know, I think you guys are top-notch. And, you know, the one thing I'd really like to say is that's why Bob and I continue to bring people on like y'all, people dedicated to the paranormal, but it's so important. Longitude, latitude, mineral, historical. If you got a historian, a historical individual that can look into the location even before you go. And, you know, everybody out there, once again, we're talking to Tracy and Joe, out of New.
you always get lost. Out of New Bedford.
I can't say
New Bedford.
But what's the other?
Society,
but
Massachusetts.
I can't
Mass.
Say Massachusetts.
Say Mass.
Massachusetts.
There's a few people
it's
like
all,
that.
But, yeah, but, yeah. No, it's not funny. Sorry.
if anybody wants to know, New Bedford itself is known as the first whaling city. It's you were born there.
Yeah, whaling city, Moby Dick, all that, Melvin.
But you are on the water, y'all. All are on the water. So that means
we're on the water.
You're on the water. You've got all kind of history up there. And believe me, water generates paranormal, and y'all know it. We're going to go to a real quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere, everybody. Call into the show if you'd like to ask them a question. The number is
347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. And you're listening to Psychic Tina Marie on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini-readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber coming to you live at Fort Walton Beach, Florida. We've got a couple of great guests tonight out of
New Bedford Paranormal Society in New Bedford, Massachusetts.
There you go. And I can't say Massachusetts. We're worth a two. But you know what? That does not take away from the programming. And I thank everybody out there for tuning in tonight. If anybody would like to call into the show and ask a question, please do. The number is
347-237-5339 and press 1.
All right. You know, this is so interesting. You know, Tracy, and it's so good to talk to another female. Sorry about that, your husband, but thank you for being a part of the show tonight. And we have just pulled up a bunch of information about your area, and golly bum, a lot of people really, truly do not understand residual hauntings or what a residual haunting is or what may be just blanketed in, or if a person moves into another location, they can feel the residual, and it's called poltergeist. It's called females.
Which is one of the claims of that area of the
swamp. Oh, it is, absolutely.
Triangle.
Other women, people that move into that location can experience the past stuff that's going on. Have you all got EVPs, electric voice phenomena from that area?
Yes. From the investigation, we got some that says, like, stay away. But the pig grunts, we got some pig grunts, growl. So we're trying to figure out what the pig grunts mean. You know, we have this full force of things being thrown at people, and then we get the pig grunts. So all you think about, oh, it can't be very good, you know, so what could it be? Never thought poltergeist. I didn't even think of that.
Actually, you know what? Poltergeists have actually really left my vocabulary because I've never dealt with one.
Yeah.
Could I be dealing with one now?
Yeah.
That would be a new chapter, a new adventure in my career.
What it is it's energy that collides you know, if an individual, whether it be an adolescent young man or a person, that goes into a location and they start feeling the residual, or they start feeling a spirit or an energy in a location, and they try to push it off. I mean, oh, like Carrie. Have you ever seen the show Carrie?
Yeah.
He just goes, hell with that, push it off.
Right, right. So that it's strong enough to actually move a camera and pick up a camera and all that, huh?
Well, we all been mad enough that we, I swanny. Hell, I'm 51 years old. And there's been times in my life that I this is no joke, I had a courier case with my kids about, good gosh, 14 years ago, I had a courier case. And I had, each one of them had their own shelf. And I started buying crystal for them. Crystal carriages and crystal birds and blah, blah, blah. Everything blew up in that courier case that belonged to me, but not my children. I mean, poop. I took all the stuff out and sold the courier case. We all have got this energy.
Right.
And what happens is, if you're in a location where energy builds up and you're not quite sure of what's going on around you, you're able to do this. Especially if you're menopausal or an adolescent, you know, going into a young man.
Right, right.
It doesn't matter whether you're a young man or what, anything that is going on in your life that is high intensity. But I've got to tell you, the information that we pulled up on your location is crazy.
I would be looking for some sort of an Indian burial connection to see if that house is somehow tied to that, and you might capture, you know, and go in that realm, you know, in that realm.
Right. I do recommend that you do get a Native American individual that is true to the area, that really knows what they're doing.
Of course, I'm playing, Monday night quarterback, you know, saying that.
That would be easy to find somebody to do that with. That wouldn't be hard at all.
That would be the way I would take that evidence to them, you know, talk about your experiences, and see if you can get some answers there.
Individuals that you did the investigation for, their home. Is anybody being harmed? I couldn't imagine if things started moving around me. I wouldn't like it. My husband would do a cleansing.
Actually, and matter of fact, the name of the tribe you want to try and find is the Wampanoag, Wampanoag tribe of the, I can't pronounce that.
It's Wampanoag. It's hard to find people that look at us and think, you're crazy. What are you talking about? Things don't fly like that, you know?
The only ones that, you know, years ago, the first time I ever worked with a Native American individual, I had to, because it was on the Suwannee River right here in Florida years and years ago. I had to find somebody that would tell me about double gongers. And, I walked into something I didn't even know what I was going into. I knew what I was doing years and years and years ago. And thank God I did. Fortunately, come across an individual that knew the history of the location. That's why it's so very important for investigators out there to really find out the history of the location and what's, you know, beyond.
That's how we found the research.
As a historian, if you're going to be a paranormal investigator, that's why I love you guys and Eric and what y'all are trying to do up there. But what I was saying is, When I did get a first time I had ever worked, I knew it was above my head. And
right.
when I got a hold of a historian, a Native American individual that knew the area and knew what was going, you know, the history of the location. And by golly bum, it really did make a big difference on the outturn of what, how we were able to go in and do an investigation. And because I had never seen nothing like it. Never. Never seen anything like it. So I think this is awfully cool that you all are making an effort. And be careful what you're doing out there. Really make sure that you know the history of your location. And remember what I said, longitude, latitude, weather conditions.
Yeah.
It makes a difference because if it's lightning outside, that's...
Yeah,
that's
actually, the next time, we're going back up there Friday night, I'm bringing the ionizer with me.
There you go.
I'm going to see if I can, if that'll stir things up a little bit more.
There you go. And when you go out, you do not, you don't provoke. You don't do this in angry.
No.
You don't go out there and provoke and you know, tease or, are you respectful to spirit?
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, I treat spirit the same way I treat the people I'm in company with, you know, because spirits are people too. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you treat them the same way you treat the guests that come over to your house or the guests that invite you to their house or the guests that invite you to their show or, you know.
And it's causing a lot of distress with them. I mean, they're getting rocks thrown at their heads and coins thrown at their heads and with such a force. So, of course, I went in there and said, you're not wanted, you have to go. These people, it's their home. And it got mad and threw a cell phone right at me. So, I don't know. It's something I've never experienced like that.
You know, the biggest key thing in reference to something like that, if there is projection, if they have got the capability to throw things, something got changed. Something, something got changed. Whether it was, you know, they went in there and they moved a countertop, or they went in there and they, you know, fixed up the house or cleaned up the land or changed and moved trees, furniture.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
Oh,
you know, when it comes to American areas like that, one of the best things, and I was told this years ago, plant a fruit tree. Give them
fruit. She pulled out a pine tree recently out of her yard.
Okay. Plant a fruit tree. Take fruit out there. And, I mean, spirit can smell. They can't taste it, but they dang sure can smell it. And don't forget that. And once again, we'd like to thank you guys for coming on air, and we're going to have you back on soon again. You know why? Because we love y'all up there.
And
to get a hold of you.
Paranormal Society. You know, if you want to follow their different cases they work on and their information, go to facebook.com, and they've got two different sites. It is the New Bedford Paranormal Society and also NB Paranormal. So look them up.
You can send a friend request to the NB Paranormal. We just created that, the New Bedford Paranormal Society. We maxed out on friends we could have on it. So, but you can still go on and look, and you can join our EVP library.
There you go. There you go.
Oh,
yeah,
thank
you,
Tracy, y'all, for coming on the show tonight. You guys are great. And listen, may call you in a few days. You'll be back on the show again.
Stay out of that. Oh,
yeah, that's fine. We'll keep you updated with this Taunton case, you know.
Yeah, because actually, I mean, we do have many, many years of experience, but, like, you know, I'm not an expert. I still myself sometimes need help, and I believe you guys could help guide me through some things when
you know
I ask a question. Really appreciate it.
Oh, gosh. You're so humble. But I'd like to say this to you.
Well, thank you.
Nobody in this field is an expert. We just do the best we can to educate the public and do the best we can for individuals. And you guys rock. I mean, you rock.
Oh, well, thanks.
Thank you.
You guys are quite awesome yourself, especially because you're Floridians. And I miss Florida.
All right, everybody. We're going to let y'all go. One more time, how do people get a hold of you? And we're going to move on to reading.
What's the best way for them to contact you, Joe and Tracy?
Well, if they want to personally contact me, they can call me at
774-320-9423.
Or they can
Facebook. But anyway, again, we want to thank you for being our guest tonight. We look forward to seeing you down the road.
Cool.
You guys be safe out there. Watch that triangle. Joe, Tracy, thank you for being our guest.
Thanks for your help, too.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We'll stay in contact, so we'll keep you posted on this case.
All right.
Love and light.
Be safe now.
Bye.
All right, thank you. And we were just talking to Joe and Tracy of the New Bedford Paranormal Society. You can find them on Facebook. Just type in New Bedford Paranormal Society. They've got a couple of different pages, New Bedford Society and NB Paranormal. So make sure that you do check them out. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but we do have one chat question. We've got about 8 minutes left. So
I'm ready.
We're going to take just a one-minute break so you can catch your breath.
Ooh, let's do it, baby.
And we'll be right back. You're listening to Psychic Tina Marie on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. We'll be right back. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome back to the show. What a great show tonight.
That's right. We had Joe and Tracy on, a New Bedford Paranormal Society. Great guest.
Oh,
love
my golly bum.
And but now we're gonna move into the section what you do best, and that is psychic mini readings.
All right,
and that's
exactly
what this is, just a mini reading. It's just a sample of what you do. To get the full benefit, you want to go to our website and book a full reading, which is www.misstena.com, MISSTENA.com.
Yeah, we got a couple of specials going on over there.
We do.
And
we've
got so
20
cool.
minutes for $35.
Portions of that will go right back to GGRM.
Anything booked this evening, that's right. But we do have a question in the chat room. And this is from Ashley. Her birth date is 5/25. And she asked the question, do you see a career change for me?
Oh, Ashley, I feel like you've done a lot of different things. It's like you just keep doing all kind of different things. You're going to be all right. And yes, I do see. As far as a career, no. I don't. I sure don't. But I really feel that you're going to continue to work hard. No, ma'am. Things are going to be rough for you. And you're going to work hard. But you're going to be okay. The number 7 keeps really ringing around you. Let's go to the next one.
Well, that's all we have right now. But if you'd like to call in, we do have 5 minutes left. The number is 347-237-5339 and press 1 to let us know you'd like to talk to Miss Tina.
What? I'd really just love to send everybody a message out there on Greater Good Ministry Radio in reference to what we do on GTRM. I so love my Barbara DeDozier founder of this organization, this programming, and her sister, her family, and what we do here. We work with Gregory Scott. We work with Amanda Dow. We work with so many wonderful individuals. Everybody out there, please send prayers for Barbara's sister, Ro, and what a beautiful woman. We were up there a couple of weeks ago, and you talk about the most pleasant woman I've ever met in my life. And my heart goes out to her, and everybody, please light a candle, send prayers for her. And this is GGRM Radio, Greater Good Ministry Radio. Please tune in, check out everybody that is on this network. We are doing our best to bring the best information that we possibly can to individuals out there. This is a spiritual programming. We've got Gregory Scott. We've got Amanda Dow. We have got, just go to GGRM Radio, Greater Good Ministry Radio.com, and check out the programming.
Well, it's GGM Radio.
There you go. There you go.
That's where you want to go to. But we only got a couple minutes left. But certainly we wish everyone a lovely evening. We thank you for spending your time with us tonight. And I'll tell you what, you know, with that in mind, what we're going to do about Greater Good Ministry Radio.
Come on over and check out. Reverend B has got a wonderful book. It's called Crystal Healing. And check out the boutique over here, y'all.
Oh, definitely check out the store on GGM Radio.
Oh, yeah.
GGMRadio.com. But we're going to play their spot again. Hang on.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archive programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
And welcome back to Psychic Tina Marie Primetime. And just a programming note, we are here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central for Psychic Tina Marie Primetime, where we talk about... Also, take psychic mini reading, but during the daytime, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 11 a.m. Central, Tina Marie does have her show, the Psychic Tina Marie Show, at 11 a.m. Central here on Blog Talk Radio, and that's under the Psychic Radio Network. So make sure that you tune in there. Also, visit Tina on Facebook at facebook.com/psychictinamarie. Make sure you use an E in Tina, not an I, because she's excellent. And visit our website, www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com, and book your psychic reading today and learn about us. And if you have paranormal help, need paranormal help, visit us at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Fill out the contact form, and we will help you find a reputable paranormal team in your area. Tina?
Love and light to everybody out there. Love you, Ro. Love you, Miss Barbara.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you, and a speedy recovery.
All right. Talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.
See you next week.